Building Power Through Community Change's Resident Organizing Networks by Lindsay Duval. Quote, when they see the blue shirts walking into the Capitol, they know we're there for business, reflects Maria Hernandez, a Residents United Network steering committee member representing San Diego. 10 years ago, there were just a few of us. Now, there's a lot more of us. End quote. The Residents United Network was the first of four resident organizing networks developed by Community Change in partnership with statewide advocacy groups. Community Change is a national organization that builds the power of low-income people, especially people of color, to fight for a society where everyone can thrive. Maria joined the Residents United Network because she felt blessed to have an affordable home and wanted to ensure that others, especially single parents like herself, had similar opportunities. Through the Residents United Network, Maria built rapport with state legislators and learned who to call for answers. She's been a part of numerous campaigns, from the 2017 enactment of California's largest investment in affordable housing, to efforts to ban source of income discrimination, to the current fight against the criminalization of homelessness. In addition to her leadership role with the Residents United Network, Maria now sits on several other organizations' boards and committees, a key leadership development strategy Community Change believes can truly build shared power with impacted residents. The resident organizing networks, located in California, Washington, Oregon, and Louisiana, aim to center the wisdom of people with lived experiences of housing insecurity and homelessness in statewide advocacy and legislative processes. Community Change provides staff support and leadership training and works in deep partnership with organizations in each state. But the beating heart of the resident organizing networks is made up of members and leaders. While the theory of change for each resident organizing network is the same, the strategies differ from state to state, based on member priorities, allied partners, the state legislative process, and other factors. Flexibility has been key to the success of the resident organizing networks in both building resident power and achieving legislative wins. Quote, it's hard for policymakers to tell us what they need when they've never experienced it, explains Dua Rahima Hunter, statewide organizer for the Washington Low Income Housing Alliance and Resident Action Project. Dua Rahima joined the Resident Action Project after being a housing case manager because she wanted to change the policies that were holding her clients back. She travels to every corner of the state to meet with residents and support their advocacy. She is intentional in creating diversity within the Resident Action Project and loves to find creative ways for residents to participate in the Resident Action Project's legislative campaigns. Dua Rahima recalls one action where after many tenants received a rent increase notice, the Resident Action Project leaders handed these notices over to their state elected officials to drive home the urgency that too many Washingtonians were unable to pay rent. Quote, when we speak truth to power and we do it all together, it gives me goosebumps, says Katie Hines, deputy director for the Housing Justice Team at Community Change. She loves hearing residents reflect on their power and on being part of a team that is building the kind of world they want to see. Community Change continues to explore opportunities to expand the resident organizing networks to new states and embed the ethos of leaders leading more deeply into the organization. Learn more about the inspiring work of the resident organizing networks on their websites. Residents United Network in California, www.housingca.org/our-work/RUN. The Resident Action Project in Washington, www.wliha.org/advocacy/resident-action-project. Residents Organizing for Change in Oregon, www.OregonHousingAlliance.org/residents-organizing-for-change. And Residents Organized for Housing Louisiana, www.housinglouisiana.org/post-400.